Welcome into DC On Screen. This is episode number 300, man.
Oh, so we're done?
I am your host, David C. Robertson. This is my co-host, Jason Goss.
Hey. I'm kind of glad this lands on Supergirl. Yeah. A Kevin Smith-directed Supergirl. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. And you know, our buddy Chris White was like, hey, so you guys aren't going to do anything with episode 300. I assume you'll do what you did with episode 200 and episode 100. I'm like, yeah, show review.
Right. Roll right over that thing and do more episodes.
No big fanfare. No big flag waving.
Well, why aren't you going to do any kind of like a monumental kind of thing? Did you hear the part about 300 episodes? We're busy. I'll tell you what. I'll have an extra beer tonight. That's what I'll do.
Yeah. So anyway, Supergirl 209. Supergirl Lives, as directed by Kevin Smith. We're going to do a little recap and review here. The recap as such, a missing teenager tugs at Kara's heartstrings, so she promises the mother she will absolutely find her little girl. Mon-El insists on tagging along. Following a lead from a string of other missing young persons, Kara finds a crazy doctor with a portal. She and Mon-El dive through and find themselves on Slaver's Moon with a red sun and no powers. Supergirl hunts for the missing girl anyway and finds herself a captive. Elsewhere, Wynn is having some trouble getting back in the game after almost getting killed on a night excursion with Guardian, and Alex is over the moon about her new relationship with Maggie. Alex's happiness ends when she gets worried about Kara, though. Some investigation leads them to the portal, where Alex decides to mount a rescue mission. She demands Wynn be on the ground for this one, wanting to take no chances. He balks, but Alex orders him. The team arrives and finds Supergirl and Mon-El in the midst of a prisoner rebellion. All together now, they make their way back to the portal, where they find Wynn has overcome his fears and beaten the crap out of an alien. Having made it safely home, Wynn tells James that he's ready to get back to work on that horse. Mm-hmm. Kara tells
been
Snapper
fixing that horse
she's...
for a while now.
Kara tells Snapper that she's going to be the reporter she wants to be. Mon-El tells Kara that he's ready to be a hero. Alex apologizes to Maggie for trying to call it off earlier, and Maggie reveals that she has figured out that Kara is Supergirl. Also back on Slaver's Moon, the helmeted aliens looking for Mon-El find out from the stranded crazy doctor that he is now on Earth. Right out of the way, let's just go ahead and say, that doctor that was now on Slaver's Moon, there was no reason for him to look like a human there. That was weird.
Yeah.
We've already seen that he looks like a reptilian thing.
Yeah, I guess he just got, you know, fond of it over the years.
I mean, maybe.
I kind of like being humanish.
They won't notice. We don't have any more money for special effects this episode.
Yeah. And really, that would be why.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say why, I say why not. And we all save some money.
Did you catch the Superman Lives bit? The Thanagarian snare beast? That's what they called it.
Oh, no, I didn't actually catch it when it came.
Yeah, it was with the guy in the cave is what he was cooking. He was like, I don't eat bipeds. Oh. This is a Thanagarian snare beast.
That was it. I was actually having trouble streaming at that moment. So that's my bad. I maybe should have gone back, but I was like, I got everything there. Like, I missed like two or three lines over this episode. I'm sorry, guys. I missed like two or three lines. Sorry, Kevin Smith. Great episode, though, right?
It was pretty good. I liked Alex referencing Zoolander.
Ooh, I didn't even catch. I think I saw Zoolander one time in college.
She made a crack about how she was going to call into work. She's going to call in sick, and then went, I think I have the black lung.
That's what that was.
Yep.
It did seem familiar.
I love Snapper saying that the coffee and Danish keep him tethered to the mortal world.
This is what all right, in perfect form, all those separate storylines this week I thought were actually pretty great. Wynn, maybe my favorite thing that happened in the episode, like Wynn, I think, won the episode somehow.
Mm-hmm.
He gets MVP, but my favorite, like, small storyline was Kara and Snapper Kara this week.
Mm-hmm.
I got Kara, sorry. pulling some cat on her, huh? But yeah, the thing about the Danish and the 5 minutes you stole from me that I might, you know, all those lines early on, Snapper being perfectly, what's that guy's name? Gomez?
Ian Gomez.
Yeah. Ian Gomez. Yeah. Him doing just a great job at being, you know, that kind of asshole, right? Like we all know that guy, especially on television or movies. And
sure.
the little smirk he has later, the little smirk he gave her later when she comes in and gives him his story and like, I'm always going to follow my heart and blah, blah, blah. And you know it's coming, but it was so rewarding when he like smirks at a grilled Danvers. So that's just, that's way to go. Way to go, guys. And it, the part that cracks me up about that is like, that's such a freaking Kevin Smith kind of like cute thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it well.
He did.
He does what he does really well.
Yeah. I loved Wynn's, oh my God, it's Stargate.
Oh, you know, though, the best thing in the episode for him was, I'm not the red shirt.
Yeah, I'm not the red shirt. I'm not the red shirt. I'm not a red shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. And then when he knocks the guy out, he's like, you're the red shirt.
Yeah. He was, man, just, that guy was just fantastic this week. I mean, he's having a little PTSD battle there with after the I won't say botched attempt at catching that guy. Just, it's a close call. It's a near-death experience. He's really having trouble dealing with it.
Yeah.
He just, the guy did such a good job with the emotions of just being that terrified and like having to tell James, I just can't do it. I just can't do it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even the little talk with Alex, just, he killed it this week.
He did. But I feel like Mon-El beat him a little bit.
Really? Where?
Oh, man, Mon-El was just, he was funnier this week. Like,
he was really funny.
He was better.
Him and Kara's chemistry right now is really clicking.
Yeah, and, you know, he's, he had better lines. He had better reactions. I think not to shit on Wynn or anything, because he was awesome. It was just, Mon-El was just on point this week.
We're discussing right now who was more awesome. This is a good place to be.
Yeah. Best line of the episode. No, we are going away from Murder Castle because we don't have our powers.
That was good. Actually, when
she's talking to Roulette and he's like, yeah. And then he like just leans in quickly and goes, wait, who is this?
they were good. They were really good. Like the scene at the end with those good. Two, pretty great. Again, their chemistry is getting to be fantastic. Like they're getting to be cute too. Like I'm starting to root for him now. I see why Kevin Smith came out of this episode saying that he was rooting for Mon-El and Kara now.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Mon-El is totally the prince.
Oh, absolutely. And you caught line. You caught the line earlier about Daxum slavery. It says there were a lot of things there I didn't agree with.
Yeah. And when she's like, "What about the prince?" and he goes, "He wasn't worth admiring."
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff. And you know, like the whole time you're thinking, you know, we're solidifying this notion more and more, right? And then when the aliens bow to him, you know, not him, he is not to be harmed.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's royalty.
A friggin' dominator.
Shall not harm, yeah. Mon-El.
What did you think of the sun grenade?
I thought that was freaking awesome.
Right?
I just have one note here. I didn't even say anything about it. It just says yellow sun grenade with an exclamation mark.
All right, so I love that Maggie is like the only person in the world who sees past the glasses.
Yeah, another thing that where the chemistry is getting better. Alex and Maggie, I thought they were cute before, but I thought it was mostly Maggie carrying the role there. Their chemistry is getting better.
Yeah,
like they were cute. When they fought, it made sense. I mean, don't get me wrong. Alex saying this isn't going to work to Maggie is on record the dumbest thing she's ever done emotionally on this show
Absolutely.
So far.
Absolutely. I was like, wait, because I mean, your sister is in danger literally every week.
And she addressed, like,
I knew I can't be happy. If I can't be happy.
Yeah, it was on. Just, oh. It's like, you know the beat they were going for. And you even knew by the end of the episode that she was going to go wrap that up, right? But it's just, oh, so taxing to watch that level.
And then Maggie goes, you only get one. And I went, oh, thank God. I hope that's true.
You're right.
Oh, come on. Don't do this.
But no, their chemistry is getting better just on screen, too. And the line that made me and the wife laugh pretty hard was, those glasses don't help. I always thought so, too. It's kind of ridiculous.
That's what I told her. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
I had to pause. That was good. I had to pause and laugh at that one a little bit.
That was good.
But, you know, even more good chemistry. Like, James and Wynn still getting better every week. Like, these actors are really, really getting to know their roles. It's fun to watch. And, God, Wynn's little I'm back, baby kind of speech at the end.
Yeah.
See you on the street, James. He was great. And, you know, like, James did, he does the perfect thing. He's just really happy about it. He gives that giant Macaw Brooks smile the whole time, you know? It's like, oh, my buddy's back. Awesome.
Yeah, I do. I feel like, and I feel bad for saying this, I haven't missed Cat Grant.
No, and that's good on them, right? Like,
yeah.
We love Cat, and I wouldn't mind seeing her one bit. But they've done a great job at replacing replacing the part we loved with her with more parts that we love. Like the Guardian storyline, Mon-El's coming into his own.
Yeah. And, you know, we balked at Cat Grant at the beginning of when this show started.
We did.
We were like, you know, what the hell is this? Callista Flockhart came back? What is this? This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, where has she been? And then it's like, you know, I get like 5 minutes of her and I'm like, oh yeah, she was good, wasn't she?
Right.
Like, Ally McBeal was solid.
She was great, yeah.
And what's happened here is that now it just feels like she was the training wheels. And now that she's been taken off, these other people can soar. You know what I mean?
No, they're doing great, yeah. And, you know, to be fair, we balked at everything when the show started. It did. It didn't come out.
We absolutely did.
It didn't come out like 100% Supergirl. It came out probably, what do you think, half where it wanted to be?
Yeah.
Probably about 50% of where it is now. I don't know. Every show takes a few episodes to find itself. It's rare that you come across like a pilot that just kicks your ass.
Yeah. I mean, I think we were, before the actual show came out, I think we were placing odds on which Vanessa Carlton song was going to be on the pilot. I don't.
We were. We were. I was blessedly wrong about that.
And we still haven't seen that karaoke bar.
No, I mean, we're going to get something close to it next week. No, not next week. I'm sorry. Oh. Sorry, not next week. I forget when that is, but soon.
Oh, yeah. So we have a music meister.
We got a music meister.
Ah, that'll be okay.
Yeah, that like 10 seconds maybe. He's on the show for the crossover would be great.
All right. That's all I had for Supergirl. I enjoyed it. It wasn't my favorite Kevin Smith episode of these shows, but I enjoyed
it. First, the Runaway Dinosaur still might be the most emotionally impactful I've seen out of him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that shit had me going, man.
Yeah.
I only had one more mention. Not even Kevin Smith could save Roulette.
Oh, yeah.
And this
Which is
just
weird, because I like that actress. I thought she was great on Dollhouse.
Oh, dude, she's fantastic as Sierra, but I don't know about...
And she was actually pretty good on S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah, she was, yeah. Two more things, though, just little side notes.
Sure.
This is just how I operate. As soon as they get back through the portal and Kara heat visions that console,
mm-hmm.
First thing I thought was like, no, stop, you can learn so much from that. That's probably awesome alien tech. You could probably say, like, might advance mm-hmm. the medical industry like 10 years. Don't blow it up, damn it.
And that's, you know, par for course with the super, with the L's, the House of L.
They do
like
that.
Blow things up with their heat vision.
They do. And just a little note, little piece of advice I realized while I'm watching this episode. If you run across a doctor who essentially says that your blood looks good, I don't mean he's looking at the chart and has data. I mean that he thinks it looks good. Like, like staring through your skin, it feels like looks good. Just go the other way. Go somewhere else.
Yep, yep.
Oh, you look fine. But it's probably, yeah. Get on in this dark room.
You got some pretty blood.
Mm-hmm. I was like, that's just creepy. I would feel immediately violated and then just cower out of the room. I have somewhere else to be. Sorry, thanks. It's all I had, bud.
Yep. All right. Cool. Well, guys, thank you for listening. We are DC On Screen. You can find every episode at DCOnScreen.com. You can contact us on Facebook and Twitter at DC On Screen, one word, or email us DCOnScreen@gmail.com. We're proud members of the Giant Says Team Up Network, GiantSaysTeamUp.com. Also, proud members of the Batman Podcast Network. Remember that to be entered in our giveaway drawing to win a $15 or less DC trade paperback DVD or Blu-ray of your choice. You should go give us a 5-star written review on iTunes or Stitcher. The winner is chosen with a true random number generator on random.org. We are going to be coming right back with a recap and review of The Flash 310, Borrowing Problems from the Future. So until then, keep some DC on your screen.